Another fear is that evidence that genes play only a partial role could embolden people who insist that being gay is a choice and who advocate tactics like conversion therapy. Stephen Riley, a geneticist and postdoctoral researcher who is on the steering committee of the Institute's LGBTQ affinity group Out at Broad, said, "I deeply disagree about publishing this. It seems like something that could easily be misconstrued." He added, "In a world without any discrimination, understanding human behavior is a noble goal, but we don't live in that world." Discussions between Mr. Neal's team and colleagues who questioned the research continued for months. Dr. Neal said the team, which included psychologists and sociologists, used suggestions from those colleagues and outside LGBTQ groups to clarify wording and highlight caveats. Dr. Neal, who is gay, said, "I definitely heard from people who were kind of, 'Why do this at all?' And so there was some resistance there. Personally, I'm still concerned that it's going to be deliberately misused to advance agendas of hate. But I do believe that the sort of proactive way we've approached this and a lot of the community engagement aspects that we've tried were important." The moment the study was published online Thursday afternoon, the Broad Institute took the unusual step of posting essays by Dr. Riley and others who raised questions about the ethics, science, and social implications of the project. Jody Vitti, a postdoctoral researcher at the Broad Institute, said in one essay, "As a queer person and a geneticist, I struggle to understand the motivations behind a genome-wide association study for non-heterosexual behavior. I have yet to see a compelling argument that the potential benefits of this study outweigh its potential harms."